not stop. We should never stop.
We should always stop.
What did I say?
Don't stop believing.
That sounds right.
You're singing Journey nonstop. You wouldn't stop singing Journey.
And I won't.
Yeah. Right. Right? Hey, guys.
Hey.
Just tuned in to If I'm Louder.
Oh, we are.
Right. Yep. And you hit the table. Anyway.
Hana, don't hit the table.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's my...
Oh, wait. We haven't introduced Hana. I'm sorry. Go back.
Hana, don't be introduced.
Yeah. Don't be introduced yet.
Yeah. Hey, you just tuned in to If I'm
Louder. Hey!
I'm Jeffrey Berner.
And I'm...
Jeffrey Berner. And what we do on this show...
Jimmy Calloway.
Jeffrey Berner.
Hana,
damn it, not introduce yourself. Don't be introduced yet. Jimmy Calloway.
Sah!
Ah! Too slow, Pops.
I'm editing that part out. Hey, you just tuned in to If I'm Louder. Right.
Hey.
Jeffrey Berner. And what we do on this show is we debate... God damn it! We kick tables where we hold recording devices.
Yes.
Constantly.
Constantly.
Constipated. And what we do on this show is we debate the real issues.
The very real issues.
The bit I'm realizing is very redundant when we do three recordings in a day issues.
The redundant issues.
The repetitive issues.
The redundant issues.
The repetitive issues.
The redundant issues.
The redundantive issues.
The Redondo Beach issues.
The redo-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di
again. God damn it.
And with us is our new permanent moderator.
Well, before
we reintroduce this moderator, we should discuss what happened to our previous permanent moderator.
We should.
A Mr. David Wiggehalter.
Right. That's how you say it.
Yeah. Like Wiggehaltertown.
Right.
Wiggehalter.
Well, I mean, he was actually working out okay.
Yeah.
Like, a hard 6, maybe a soft 7 on a scale of 100, but...
Right.
As it turns out, he was actually very... He seemed like a very temperate, even-tempered...
He was intolerant.
Very intolerant.
The least tolerant.
The really intolerant.
He just could not accept the differences that people had.
Yeah.
He just could not get to tolerate Jimmy here's devout belief in racism.
But the thing of it is, I mean, you know, as a racist, and I've been a racist for pretty much my whole life.
That's how you're racist.
I was born a racist, I'll die a racist.
Right.
The thing of it, the real...
you're racist.
Right. The real difficulty, the real burden that I have to shoulder and or other body parts is that people just are really close-minded about racists.
Right.
Like, they're just, they you know what I mean? It's like...
The ignorance.
Yeah, it's not the hate so much.
Right.
That I can, you know, I get it.
Right.
But the ignorance.
Right.
It's so stupid.
Right. God, those people just really do not tolerate racism.
You know what, your words, not mine.
But I am quoting you right now.
Yeah, but they're your words.
But I mean, I
you own those words, and then you let me borrow them, remember?
Well, you do owe me some money, actually. I let you use my words.
So anyway, our new permanent moderator.
This is better than our producer's words. Yes, with us, our new permanent moderator.
Inside baseball. With Burner and Callaway.
Oh, yeah, inside jokes. Who doesn't love them? Pretty much everyone that isn't us.
Yeah.
So with us now is our new permanent moderator. A Miss.
Yeah.
Hana. Michaels?
Hana Michaels, Hana everybody! Michaels, everyone. Okay, you can go ahead now.
I can talk?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Yay, I've been holding so much stuff in. Okay, great. Perfect. Oh my god. Yay. Okay, your first topic, gentlemen, is...
Wait, what? She's really getting into it.
Yeah, a bit too much. So, before we,
Let us open up.
We know each other so little.
Okay.
Clearly. As evidenced by your intro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By hers or yours?
Huh? Well, my introduction of
her.
It was like the intro number 8, I think it was.
Jeffrey didn't know how to pronounce Hana's name, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, nobody knows how to pronounce my name. It's the...
Your parents, even?
Oh, no, they insisted that I not go by Hannah, which has fucked me my whole life.
Why would they do something like that?
They're sadists. They're horrible people.
Oh.
They're terrible, terrible people. By the way, you can buy my dad's self-help book, The Tools, on Amazon, and he's a terrible person.
That's a weird website, Amazon, and he's a terrible person?
Yeah.
Is that .com, or?
I think it's .net.
I thought I owned that domain.
I think you
those
own,
were my
I
words.
I think you own .tv. No, they're your words, not mine.
I have .ca. I have the Canadian version.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you were born and raised in Ottawa.
Yeah. Right. .ca. Which is, of course, the Brooklyn pronunciation of car. Anyway, that's why I got it.
Brooklyn or Boston?
Oh, let's not be correct here.
Why start now?
Yeah. So, Hannah, how's your day?
It's pretty good. I woke up.
Hannah, that sounds tremendous, and I really, really want to hear the rest of that story. But first, I want to tell a story.
It did sound tremendous, Jimmy. Jimmy.
Yes, Jimmy.
So my days are. My day's gone pretty swell with Jimmy, are you even listening to me?
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't sound like you're listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you a homosexual?
Mm-hmm.
And this is how you tell me.
Mm-hmm.
By looking at your phone and not even looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind if I test if you're listening?
Mm-hmm.
You do mind?
Mm-hmm.
Can I do it anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Good. If you were to pronounce, M-M-H-M phonetically, how would that go?
Mm-hmm.
Can I have $1,000,000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hand it over.
Mm-hmm.
Can I shoot you in the head?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you happy now?
Yes, Jeffrey, I am. Being shot in the head was exactly what I needed, for I have been having great difficulty acknowledging anything in the affirmative and anything more than a couple of muted syllables in my throat. That $1,000,000 I just gave you was definitely worth it, and especially now that I am no longer a closeted homosexual, I can enjoy answering questions at great length, with great detail, far beyond the scope of any rational person. For example...
All right, what a train wreck. Anyway,
this was a lot better in the writing room.
It was.
By writing room, I mean my mom's dining nook.
Yes,
you did have several dolphins to add to the
vibrato
effect of the.
We spent a lot of money on those dolphins.
As much as I would like to take credit for that, that was actually Jeffrey's idea, and he actually even hooked up the tank to the trailer hitch on my Infiniti out there. I drive the
concept of infiniteness.
Yes.
Yeah. Jimmy, I really, much as you are giving me credit, it is, that was Jimmy's idea to steal those dolphins from the ocean, and I think Jimmy should really be held responsible, for that great idea. He should be legally fully responsible for that fantastic idea.
You know, as much as I would like to take credit for that fantastic idea.
All right,
idea,
take credit, cool.
So, it really was Jeffrey's idea.
Oh,
so
I don't think it's,
have an ocean. We remember we didn't have a Pacific Ocean.
That was me, that was me.
So, yeah, I mean, I know you're modest, I know you're humble.
I'm usually post-hide in my pride.
Right.
I'm happy to receive credit. people always wonder why I'm carrying this trident around.
Right.
I was like, oh, this sounds nice.
Well, it's because in case you have bad breath or something.
No,
trident.
Sure. Oh, also, I'm always carrying this mint spear, this spearmint. I have a lot of violent weapons for my breath. It's very strange.
Well, I mean, your health tells this can be pretty violent itself.
But when I try to eat this stuff, it's it's hypocritically hitting a table. Anyway, we should get into our first topic.
Eat that, buddy! Yeah, I think we should.
That's what hurts most of all.
That I called you buddy?
Yes.
I apologize.
No problem. Okay. We should get into our first topic now.
I think we should!
Yeah.
Oh, now I read this.
Yes, now you read this.
Come on, it's so obvious. We're so clear and smooth with our transitions.
You know what I like about her already as moderator? Mm. Really quick on the uptake.
Yes.
She's really just nailing it. Right out of the gate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good thing she brought a hammer and a nail.
Yeah.
And a gate. Right. Yeah.
Everywhere I go.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go.
Yeah.
Just in case I need to come out of the
You never
gate.
Know. You never know.
I'm bisexual, so a gate is really all I need.
Right. 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 Right.
Right.
I'm now questioning what bisexual means. I'm on the fence.
Well, it's about time. You're the last to know.
Right.
All right.
Talk about on the fence. Anyway, hey.
Gentlemen.
Hey. Yes.
Oh.
In an effort
wait,
to
gentlemen?
Yes.
Yeah, that was up.
Who else is in here?
No, it's up.
Hi, all. Wait, what?
Yes, thank you, Curly Howard.
Thank you. What? Huh?
I didn't say anything.
Ooh. When? Ah! Ooh! She's a...
So
you're slowly transitioning into the dolphins you kidnapped there.
Yeah, yeah, I was trying to pass it on to them.
Not slow enough for my money, frankly.
Yeah, well, Jimmy did a lot of hard work stealing those dolphins.
I can't take all the credits.
But you should.
But I should.
Yeah.
I don't disagree.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
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 Gentlemen!
Yes, Hannah.
You're a real blowhole on the issues here.
I have your first topic here.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, you're dressed like a door salesman. Door salesman. Nah, fuck that. Go on. Yeah,
no, that wasn't even worth it.
Yeah.
No, dorsal fin puns are always worth it.
Okay. I respectfully disagree.
Dorsal fins.
But
is that worth it? Wasn't really a pun.
You know, it was now, actually.
Right.
When I'm hearing it.
Yeah.
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 Quit touching my leg. Did I say quit? I meant do it more.
Right.
All right.
Really bad with your word choice. You really got to get them straight. You keep.
You know, I think the words, but sometimes they don't come out of my mouth no good.
You know what's intimidating for cricket, a moderator cricket. Here is the sexual tension between you two is just through the roof.
We're pushing our dicks against each other as hard as they can, and it's literally pushing through the roof.
I can't take all the credit for that.
Right.
Really, because, I mean, just on my own, I carry a certain amount of sexual tension just with me.
Yeah.
Like, anytime I walk into a room or something, everybody tenses up really. Ugh!
Yeah.
But, in this case, I mean, it's really Jeffrey, I think, more than me.
When you push two dicks together, there's a lot of tension.
Yes.
There's a bit of dick friction, some friction.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually it just goes through the roof,
mm-hmm.
which clearly should be more well-plastered, mm-hmm. but, you know, that's for another time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, can you please get into our first topic?
Hannah, could you please stop just messing around and get to the first topic?
Enough with the asides.
Really.
Oh, that reminds me.
Yeah.
On the aside.
Yeah.
Oh, nothing really.
As an aside,
right.
I like mashed potatoes.
Right.
Maybe French fries.
You know, I just realized why I'm not a good babysitter.
Mm.
Why is that? You've never babysat two grown men before?
Well, there's that. No, I've babysat many grown men.
You've babysat a grown man and a beautiful young man?
Maybe that was it.
Yeah.
And thank you. That's...
I usually wouldn't be so nice as to call you a grown man.
Right. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're more of a drunk man, really.
You know, we've been in couples counseling for...
18, 19?
Years?
Yeah.
In that area? Yeah. And I think it's finally starting to pay off.
Yeah. Pluto.
No more drinks. Knock on wood.
Yeah, knock on this thing that's holding our recording device. That's a good idea. Yeah.
Do you need some water?
No, I'm just doing my grandfather impression.
Words of wisdom. A little racist, but words of wisdom.
Yeah.
Hannah, you have to support Israel. You'll never amount to any... Okay. Our first topic. In an effort to cure the meteoric rise of crazy people in the country today, the United States government has taken steps towards banning the use of, and even the very existence of, the internet. Is this insane or completely nuts?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Huh?
Ooh.
What?
So,
who let Frankenstein's monster in here again?
Sorry.
Oh, okay. It's all right. It's your first day, but, you know, come on.
Anyway. It's a good thing we know it's Frankenstein's because of this collar around his neck. But, clearly, you gotta get rid of this internet thing that's full of crazy people. You know, I'll never forget what screen name batshit 911666420 said online. And he said that the Illuminati's run internets full of crazies who are also frog-type aliens. I think he had a fair point. There's just too many frogs on the internet.
Jeffrey, if we can leave your opinions about the French out of this for just 2 seconds, frankly, for my money...
Okay, back to the French. Got 2 seconds, go
for
on.
For my money...
Oh, I'll do
You can't of. Beat a nice brie. You know, when it's just the right amount of runny. Is that the right... Is brie the runny cheese? Or am I thinking of camembert?
I don't know, Jimmy. We went cheese tasting together in the Valley, and ever since that, you've really lost your knowledge of
so
cheese.
So much cheese tasting in the San Fernando Valley.
It's very strange.
It'd be more like the Napa Valley?
Right.
Because I'm really tired.
Right.
Well, the Valley cheeses are sweatier than the Napa cheeses, and
that's
I think
true.
That's right. That's what gives
cheeses
some of their...
Or cheeses?
As I was saying...
Right, you were.
For my money, there's not enough crazy people on the internet. I say there's all these nutballs wandering around the streets. I say you take them off the street, you put them into the internet. Have you seen the film Tron? It was a documentary shot in the early 80s about taking crazy people out of this reality, quote-unquote, and putting them into, quote-unquote, quotes-unquote.
So no, nothing's being said in those quotes. Now, look.
It's an organic conversation.
Yeah. So, look. I'll never forget. Is this organic conversation? I'll never forget.
It's fairly organic.
Look, I'll never forget when the great Steve Jobs, who was dressed as a sexy roll of paper towels at the time, said, when he introduced the internet, he said, this year internet's gonna keep all your refrigerators a-buzzin'. But what Mr. Jobs, who of course afterward ate several swans alive, didn't realize, is that the internet was gonna be chock full of people posting videos of their cousin fishing and just crazy things.
Well, like that's my whole point, is if we take these Yahoos wandering around on the street.
These Yahoos, these Googles, these...
Right!
Yeah?
You know, you understand what I'm saying. Yes, yeah. If we take these AOLs and we put them into,
so old.
We just give them... If we take these Commodore 2Es and we put them... We all get... Look, instead of letting them just wander up and down the street,
yeah,
we give them web series. And then that way... When I walk to the corner store to buy in, some corners,
it's okay, conversation.
And instead of being accosted for money, I have a camera pointed at me, which is definitely my natural state, and is like what should always be happening.
Jimmy. Now look, yes. Jimmy. You may remember before the internet. Things were rough. You have to go out to the street and yell.
Remember how old I am?
Yeah. You'd have to go out to the street before the internet and you'd have to yell, "Hey, does anyone know where I can find some naked pictures of Jennifer Garner?" And then, you remember, Jennifer Garner would walk up to you and she'd give you the pictures. And that was awful. But now...
She was really young, too. That was the most disturbing part of that.
She was.
She was like 6 or 7 years old.
Yeah, you didn't consider that before you wrote that down, did you? Right?
Nope.
Yep.
Right when I wrote that down.
Yeah, that was awful back then. But now, you do that on the internet, and it's crazy for some reason. You know? That you're doing that on the internet, and it's,
I'm not just talking about crazy people on the street. I'm talking about all kinds of crazy people. They're everywhere. There's crazy people behind the wheel of cars. There's crazy people, in the state of...
Doing podcasts?
Doing podcasts. Yeah. There's crazy people in Florida.
Crazy people named Jimmy Kallett.
Crazy people named Jeffrey Berner.
Yes, sir.
There's crazy people in Congress. There's crazy people in sexual Congress. I say we put them all on the internet, ooh, and then we show them that I have this piece of incontrovertible evidence.
Can I have that?
No! I'm putting it on the internet.
We're out of time.
Oh. See, I can't even if I wanted to.
For the record, I think the internet can actually be really informative. For example, YouTube comments are what taught me that I'm a whore who doesn't deserve to lurve.
I disagree. I think you have to enjoy the fruits of lurf as much as you possibly can.
I have always been pro-lurf. I was born pro-lurf. I'll die pro-lurf.
You know what they say? Lurf and let derf.
I do know that they say that. That was a great Wings song. For one of the James Burr films.
I'm going to pretend I know what you're talking about.
That would be tremendous. I doff my hat to you. I'm not wearing
I was definitely born before 1955 or whatever that was.
Love a good Lerv comedy special. Anyway.
Yep. Our next topic.
Can one of you hand me my oxygen tank, please?
Sure.
Of course.
Thank you.
Right next to your cane.
Anyway.
It's
almost... bedtime. It's like 3:30 in the afternoon. So can we please get this going?
Yeah, let's hurry this up so you can keep talking without your teeth. You don't have to pop those in. As we're all aware, accused mass murderer
Jimmy, you're recording a podcast.
What?
You're in a podcast recording place right now.
I'm very confused.
Would you like me to start over?
We're not at war.
Are you Susie's boy?
We're not at war. The war is over.
Oh, the war. Let me tell you about the war. So back when the Hussars...
Good job! You got him started! It's never gonna end.
You know what? When I get into one of these moods, it's best if someone reads a topic at me. That's usually what. I'm having a rare moment of clarity here during one of my episodes.
Of if I'm loud or I'm right!
Well, I happen to have a topic right here.
Oh, that is so lucky.
Quickly!
Okay. As we're all aware...
Please, introduce the topic!
As we're all aware, Accused mass murderer...
Say the topic! We're in a hurry here! There's lives at stake! There's lives at stake!
I don't want to live in this old folks home anymore.
Look, I'm sorry, Jimmy, but I mean...
Maybe you should have thought of that before you lurved outside without your pants on.
This is the only place where they accept our insane yelling. Okay? Elsewhere, we're wanted dead or alert. Okay?
Okay. As we're all aware...
Yes.
Accused mass murderer Jamie Gamblin was recently...
Gamblin. Go on. We just have to say that every time.
Yeah, we have to.
Accused mass murderer Jamie Gamblin...
Gamblin.
...recently found not guilty of murder by reason of insanity. After claiming that she was driven to homicidal mania by Bill Keane's long-running and adorable comic strip, Family Circus. Should Family Circus cartoons be considered suitable motivation for murder?
Yes, I saw this being discussed on the television. Now, the color television. I'll never forget when I was patting my...
Jeffrey, I am not very keen on this argument whatsoever. In fact, a more Hagar the Horrible argument I have never heard. Why, it's just peanuts, after all.
Now, and Jimmy, further Jimmy, to that... Jimmy, you know, they may be called the funnies, but they're also the crazies. Okay? Huh?
Yeah, no, I...
Mondays.
People that say it can't be are just being funnies. Now, I hate Mondays as much as the next cat. But what cheers me up more than a good Sunday comic strip? But what we're finding here is these comic strips are addictive. They're the real problem, you know? I say newspapers, they're the real issue.
Oh, God. The pain. The pain of it all. So acute.
Issue number one!
Nope. For one.
One?
Me, specifically. I'm the one.
Neil?
For one...
Sporin.
This sort of passing the buck is such a long... an arduous tradition in our society to just put the blame onto someone else. Oh, who went on a murderous spree in Chicago in the 1970s? Not me. Who led hundreds of people in a suicide pact in Guyana? Not me. Who shot up a high school in 1999? Some punk kids who never read the wholesome comic strip Family Circus in their daily newspaper, and I can tell you that for
James
a fact.
James Calloway, are you taking an anti-gambling stance?
No.
That is admissible by horrible punishment. Now look, of course the newspapers are claiming gambling is wrong. Who do you think's the behind the Family Circus? I remember I saw a local paperboy yelling, extra, extra, and he looked a lot like one of them, Noel McDonald's characters from Family Circus.
Okay, you want to go there? Too late.
Do things you think a sentient fella would do.
Whoa!
Fair point, Jimmy. But the Family Circus, of course, only taught by the Friend Carnival and the Stranger Freak Show. That's terrible. But is a terrible addictive thing found in the papers. And the papers, here's the issue, Jimmy.
Yes.
Jamie Gamblin is innocent, Hail Gamblin. But the papers, they must be stopped. Now, unfortunately, there is no better news medium than the papers.
Clearly.
At the moment. We don't have some sort of network or internetting of information, if you will, to work with. All we've got is trustworthy legacy print media.
Full of crazy people, though.
Yeah. Unlike other news media, which I can't name, papers are full of crazies.
Well, yeah. Recently, the comic strip Dagwood acknowledged the existence of rap, and there was a riot.
That's right. I read about that on the internet.
The what?
The internet? He's kind of old, so
oh.
He's not really in touch.
He's kind of old. He thinks younger people are kind of old. Yeah.
Okay. That makes perfect. Yeah. Totally. It's
That Dagwood. I think they ripped off Deadwood, really. Anyway, I have in my...
That cocksucker.
Whoa. Grandpa, going back to the old... I have in my right hand a piece of...
Why would you use that word negatively, by the way?
Because it was on the HBO program Deadwood.
No. Yeah. No, Deadwood is a horrible...
Oh, why would I use it?
No, cocksucker.
No, never. No, it's a term...
You didn't say cocksucker, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think I did.
I don't think you said,
Was that a Freudian slip inside?
A Freudian thought.
Freudian thought.
I have lots of those.
Freudian vagina.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
Right.
One of those.
That sounds right.
I have in my right dick. A piece of incontrovertible evidence.
With okay, good. We're out of time.
What? Oh.
We're out of time.
Gosh.
We're out of time.
Tartar sauce, dang it.
You'll have to save that incontrovertible evidence.
Cocksucker, damn it.
Yep.
Yeah,
you'll have to put that incontrovertible evidence in the incontrovertible evidence room.
It's a good thing we keep that in studio.
Yeah, it is.
That's paid off a lot.
It really has.
Much more than actually doing the podcast.
Oh, right? Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, when we started, I was more into the podcast than I was into the incontrovertible evidence room.
Really? I was never really into the podcast.
No?
Really?
I guess I wasn't either, now that I think about it. What did I say? Into it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not what I meant at all.
Right.
I don't keep saying things.
You're just bad with the language, I guess. By which I mean you're great with the language. By which I mean you're bad with the language. Anyway.
Well, he's getting old.
He is.
Who is?
Oh, you know, the Dagwood.
Oh, I love Dagwood, as I am very old.
Yes. Don't you love cartoon representations of Hunter S. Thompson?
Who? Also, technically, the comic strip is called Blondie. Just want to put that out there.
Right.
Oh, it's named after the housewife that is enslaved.
You would think. It's actually named after Debbie Harry.
Oh.
Yeah.
The
housewife that's enslaved.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, what did I say?
Oh, no. You still pronounce Hunter S. Thompson as Hunter S. Thompson, don't you?
I do.
Right. What a lerve he led. Anyway, let's get on to our next
topic. I think we should.
Topic, yeah.
He does manage to make everything sound dirtier. Hunter S. Thompson is unspeakably filthy. Anyway, gentlemen, put your
hands... Fur and loathing and lust. Right,
yes. Fur and lervin.
Fur...
Anyway, put your Hunter S. Thompsons away for this next question.
If you insist.
I just got this out.
I know.
I polished it, kept it in room temperature.
Let's just finish and then we can, you know.
Alright.
The Chittlewick County...
Excuse me. I shouldn't have...
It's okay. We all forgive
you. Bubbles.
Yeah, I've been telling you not to eat bubbles, Jimmy.
I was hungry.
There's better ways to get air than eating bubbles. For...
You know, I'll believe it when I see it, buddy.
The Chittlewick County
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. The Chittlewick County... I was just so used to being interrupted that...
Right. I get it. I
don't know where she would have picked
that
up.
Yeah, I
know.
Yeah. Good.
That must be something she's brought in from the outside.
Probably. You know, the outside world.
Yeah.
We never go there. We never leave our studio.
Oh, thank you.
We've gotten used to the smell.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
It's an organic conversation.
Yeah.
The Chittlewick County Drag Queen Competition...
You can go ahead with the topic.
I didn't think I was gonna.
Whoa!
Have to go on.
Whoa,
young lady! Goodness gracious!
I'm sorry. That's
my eyes are up here.
My Freudian.
Stop looking at Jimmy's eyes. He's wearing sunglasses for a reason.
I put them way up here on this top shelf so you couldn't look at them.
And yet you still stare.
You know, I mean,
can't help it. They're so squishy.
Fair enough. They are pretty squishy.
The Chittlewick County Drag Competition is coming again.
Ooh.
And the question on the minds of everyone in Chittlewick County is, which of you two would make the best drag queen?
You know, I'm glad this finally came up.
Finally. How many episodes is this? 97?
30,
12
to
5th? Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
30, 12 to 5th.
This is the 30, 12 to 5th episode. It's about the 20-somethingest episode.
I'm lerving it, I'll tell you what.
As far as the episodes go.
Mm-hmm.
Lervin' Lerf on the wild side.
Well, Jeffrey, I hate to be a drag here, but I would love to be a drag. I think the obvious answer to this question is me. I am the obvious answer with my supple... figure, which is, you know, it's doughy and ape-like in men's clothing, as I prove pretty much every day.
Yeah.
It's actually quite Rubenesque. when dressed up in women's clothing. And I love sandwiches.
Yes.
So there's also that.
Well, Jimmy, I hate to be rude, Paul, here, but I'll never forget when I first laid eyes on you. I disagree, okay? I say you would make the best drag queen, actually. I'll never forget when I first laid eyes on you. And I said, dude looks like a lady. Dude looks like a lady.
No.
Dude looks like a lady.
Mm-mm.
Dude looks like a lady. Dude looks like a lady. Dude looks like a lady. I said about 80 times until it was stuck in people's heads and they wanted to kill themselves. And I think that really proved the point that dude looks like a lady. Dude looks like a lady. Dude looks like a lady.
Jeffrey, as much as we all love in an elevator that joke, I'm going to have to go ahead and disagree with you when you say that I would be the best drag queen by saying that I would be the best drag queen. Now, here's the other thing about that, is that I actually come from a royal lineage. I was born on the set of The Royals, which was the final show that Fred Sanford, actually that killed him. I don't know if you knew that.
I'd forgotten that.
Well, it's kind of like an urban legend. Like, the show itself was found not guilty in a court of law of killing Red Fox. Did I say Fred Sanford? That's not his name.
Right.
That's his brother's name.
They killed a Red Fox.
And out of season, that was the biggest deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they weren't even on horses. It was a whole thing.
Right.
But I was...
As much as I can see why you'd think you'd make the best drag queen, I have to disagree and say that you would make the best drag queen. Now, so many reasons. For starters, your genitals are always tucked between your legs.
That's true.
And dude looks like a lady. I'll forget when I told you to get dressed. You know what you did? You put on a dress. And dude looks like a lady. And I remember one time I told you to undress. You know what you did? You took off your dress. You were wearing another dress. Dude looks like a lady. And also, I think you're most qualified because you're biologically a woman.
Have we ever considered the possibility that maybe Jimmy would be the best drag queen?
Ooh, that's... You know, it's controversial, the point she raises.
But?
Before I bring this, what I have in my hand, up...
Right.
I think maybe this might be an idea... Now, normally I don't agree with anything Hana says.
Of course. Yeah.
Like, ever.
Right.
Why would you?
Hana, would you ever?
Oh, no.
No.
God, no.
See? I disagree, but yeah.
What I think... I think we haven't considered this point that I might actually make the best drag queen.
Right, right. And you know, dude looks like a lady. And
the thing of it is...
Right.
I don't know, you know, I'm so busy dressing like a woman.
Right.
That I don't know if I really have time to...
You have a lot of time transvested in dressing like a woman, I know.
Right. That's exactly what I wasn't gonna do.
Right, but you feel like you should have.
But what I have here in my left hand...
That's a dress.
Is a dress. What I have here in my right hand...
That's something to address.
Is something to address.
Which is a dress.
A piece of...
What fabric is that?
In... It's so.
Ooh.
Con.
Can I touch it?
Yes.
Ooh.
Tro.
Ooh.
Vert.
It's like I'm petting a cat made of silk. That's a dress and not a cat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really soft.
Yeah.
That's incredible. It's so
That's
so
the best
chic.
Incontrovertible evidence I've ever seen.
Is this double-sided?
It is.
I don't know what
it's
that
reversible.
Means.
It's reversible. That's,
is that a thing?
The fashion
yeah, you
terms.
Are.
A piece of incontrovertible evidence! Which will say once and
gentlemen, we are out of time.
God damn it! I really thought I was gonna make that one that time. I really did.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
You know,
I don't know if you've ever listened to the show.
No.
I certainly haven't.
No.
But every time I've accidentally heard it when it comes on the radio,
right,
on every station at
when
once
it's syndicated,
during an emergency broadcast,
right after Art Bell,
right. Every time the word incontrovertible comes up, someone gets interrupted. So whenever someone says incontrovertible, someone gets
I had never noticed that. I mean, I don't mean to interrupt.
Sorry, I'm doing my grandmother impression.
Mm-hmm. So learned. Once again,
no
racist,
politics.
That Depression era.
You know,
take your elbows off the table. You know, I don't resent them moving next to me. I just resent the food that they cook.
It's like
man,
he's here.
I know. Hana's like the next Rich Little. Did I say Rich Little? I meant Little Richard. Because Hana's like a really gay black guy.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
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 Woo!
Yeah. Dude looks like a lady.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
think it's time to
announce a winner.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, our winner, gentlemen. Yeah. I said gentlemen a lot. Yeah. I never say gentlemen.
Yeah, and you know, we never hear it.
You are neither gentle nor men.
Weird.
This is true.
Our winner tonight is drumroll on the table that we record on.
Oh, good idea.
Yes.
Jeffrey will enjoy this during editing.
I am not going to be doing that because Jeffrey has told me.
Don't listen to Jeffrey.
No, let me finish.
Alright.
Jeffrey told me to not listen to Jeffrey, and so I just stopped. Because I listened to everything he has to say. So then I said no.
Right.
Anyway, you were saying?
I was saying the winner of this competition starts with a J.
What?
I've heard that a lot of times.
That's the first time I've ever heard that.
And rhymes
cold with
Scalloway.
Oh, that's me!
Man, I really thought I had this one in the bag.
Jeffrey
Berner. Well, let's let her say the actual... Well, before we get carried away.
You know that rap song where they rap Scalloway and Berner?
Of course.
They rap those two words?
Mm-hmm.
They rhyme
they
them together?
Them?
Yeah, they make them rhyme with
the
raps.
They wrap them and put them under the tree?
Yeah.
Under the rap tree?
Yeah, that's what rappers do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude looks like a lady. Yeah.
Well, the winner is...
Delicious win.
Oh, God damn it.
Keep your friends close and your public enemies closer. It's an important conversation. I feel like I missed one. Anyway, if you really want to actually just say the winner, fine.
Yeah,
if you really just want to say my
name. No, because, you know,
no big,
for the record, for tax purposes, we need to have her say it out loud.
Right, right.
So go ahead.
It is Jimmy G. Calloway.
Yay! Yeah, I remember we switched middle initials on the drive up.
I forgot about that, but Scalloway doesn't rhyme with Calloway, does it?
Well, it's more of like a free verse sort of a thing, I think.
Yeah, I'm very into freestyle poetry.
Because you didn't want to pay for something like that.
Oh, no.
I'm going to put a bullet right in my head.
Yeah, no, I kind of feel like poetry should be owned.
If you think that...
slave-style poetry.
Misery loves company. If you think that that's a real thing, try getting an audience for your poetry slam. It is impossible.
Well, I think the wrestling element of a poetry slam should really draw more people.
You would think so.
You would think so.
I mean, it's like high drama, right?
People love violence.
People get really high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the iron sheets of paper gets a lot of... I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for that.
Apology accepted. Well, Jeffrey D. Berner, have I got... what is it?
Piece of incontrovertible evidence?
No.
Oh.
The other thing.
Two,
three, those are your three options, truth or dare. Did we already do that one? I think we might.
Maybe.
Okay.
So I can't... Can I choose or?
Yes, but I'd really rather you didn't, because we don't have anything written in advance for that.
Right, okay, I'll go without a paddle then. Well, you spanked me enough times on this podcast with paddles. Let's go with...
Take your poison. You gonna do that again?
Yeah, I think so. This is coming out a week after, although it's half an hour after. Let's go see you. What are my options again?
Oh, I don't remember.
Right.
Hana, what are his options again?
Truth or... Is it Derringer?
It's Derv.
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 Truth or Derv.
I'm gonna go with the Turf.
Alright.
And the Surf.
Oh, man!
The best way to hurt you.
Alright.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Of the many.
Right. And your Lerf. Once and for Irv. Irv deserves it. He's deserving it.
Right, I don't want to throw you a curve. Truth. Jeffrey?
What's up?
So what's your deal, anyway?
Oh, you know, this is super embarrassing.
Hmm. It's alright, you're in a safe place. Can we turn the mic off?
I am in a safe place?
Yes.
Okay, so these fires that are building and getting closer to me...
Right, well, we're inside of a safe now.
Right.
So talk fast, because we're running out of air pretty quickly.
I noticed. And so, the grandma impressions. You know, I like to chill.
Mm-hmm.
I like to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
I like to just kick it.
Can I ask you to expand on that at all?
Sure, sure. Sometimes I just like...
Wait, I didn't ask you yet.
All right.
Can you expand on that at all?
Was that you asking me?
Yes.
Right. I like to lay back.
Mm-hmm.
I like to chillax.
Sure.
I like to relax.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I just like to lax. But I usually do that before I relax.
What are your thoughts on kicking it?
Good question, huh?
I'm for it. I usually listen to the Beastie Boys and do that.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I punch it.
Right.
Sometimes I tell it it isn't shit and it'll never amount to anything.
Mm-hmm.
But
beyond the physical abuse,
right,
like, what sort of psychological detrimental effects would this have on it?
It? I think it'll be fine. I think it'll work out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's gonna be okay.
Alright.
I like to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I like to have a good time.
Yeah.
I'm into kicking tables. Recording devices lay on for maybe the 80th time.
Uh-huh.
I like to, lay around the house.
Right.
I like to,
let me ask you this. Do you ever take it, and if so, how do you take it?
Take it easy.
Easy?
Yeah.
Okay.
So no lube. I'm sorry.
No lube.
I'm so sorry.
Well, maybe some lube. I think I'm over easy. I like to end bits.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't...
I want you... Okay, that's a very interesting point. Right. So could you go into massive detail for, like, the next 45 minutes...
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
...about how you like to end bits?
Right. I like to end them quick.
Like, at least 45 minutes. I mean, feel free to go longer.
Sure.
Upwards of 90...
Right.
...minutes, yeah.
I like to end them fast.
Uh-huh.
I like to end them, sort of rapidly.
Uh-huh.
I like to end them suddenly.
Huh.
So thanks for listening.
Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you to Hannah Michaels, our new permanent moderator.
Our new permanent moderator.
With whom we anticipate having a long
lasting, not sitting next to a replacement. Right?
Right? MJ?
MJ, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
Okay.
Relationship.
Relationship. Yes. A working
and
relationship.
And employment.
Right.
And
not one of these lazy relationships
that's
on welfare.
No, she's
a working relationship.
A good job. She's going to make a fine lurving here. Okay?
Indeed.
Yes.
A very comfortable lurving.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes?
A lot of, you know, fiddling with our tie.
Will I be able to afford to keep a poodle alive?
I don't think so, but
do you own any other poodles that you can feed to said poodle?
Yeah.
Do you have any little poodles?
He's kind of struggling at the... No,
like a boodle, maybe?
Yeah, can you grind them up?
What
into
kind
a noodle
of...
poodles, noodle poodles?
What kind of luxurious lifestyle do you think I'm living where I have all these poodles readily at my disposal? I'm not...
Well, I guess you might as well say toodles to these oodles of poodles.
I mean, you do buy a lot of strudel. I thought you were doing fine.
I'm not... I mean, I am not Dick Cheney. I don't just have a giant... conveyor belt of live poodles that I can eat for breakfast. It's not who I am. I have one poodle and he is dying.
The chain on his dick.
Yeah.
The two main things Dick Cheney's known for. That's why I voted for him.
I voted for him twice.
Really?
Yeah.
I voted for
him. It was easy to do because he wasn't actually running for anything.
Yeah.
Right.
I voted for the lower left quadrant of his lip. You know, the one that's always kind of sagging a bit.
Oh, I know. Indeed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes?
Very handsome man.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Hannah. And thank you, Jeffrey.
Oh, Jimmy, I forgot you were Dick Cheney.
How could you forget something like that? We had...
Well, you certainly forget it a lot. You forget it always.
Forget what?
Yeah. So thanks for listening, guys.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to If I'm Letting Right. I'm Jeffrey Berger.
And I'm Jimmy Calloway.
And
as always...
Big chill.
Hey, this is your permanent...
Okay, now go.
Hi, this is your permanent moderator, Hannah Michaels, speaking on behalf of the If I'm Loud or I'm Right staff, If I'm Loud or I'm Right's associating partners, and the If I'm Loud or I'm Right's conglomerates and subsidiaries. We would all secretly like to thank Hattie Fever for writing the If I'm Loud or I'm Right theme music. We would like to thank Jerry Silverstein. And please visit our podcast online at pointandyell.com/podcast to check out If I'm Loud or I'm Right. and to check out other podcasts such as, but not limited to, The Degenerates, Everything's Fine with Dallas and Travis, This Week in Zoltan, The Punsters, Comics.comedy with Jeff and Jesse, also some other stuff. Also, please like and point and yell and poke and prod on Facebook. Even if it goes against everything that you believe in. Please go to iTunes and subscribe and comment on the If I'm Loud or I'm Right page. Plug anything you'd like to plug. Oh. God damn it. I would like to plug my Twitter account, at Hannah Michaels. That's at HannahMichels, and I post on upcoming tour dates and my blog and all sorts of stuff there that is self-aggrandizing and very worth your time. Thanks for listening. I, Hannah, will be back next week. I'm holding on for dear life. With Jeffrey Berner and Jimmy Calloway to bring yet another episode of this mediocre rubbish. Is that a knife?
This has been a Point and Yell production.
A talent agent is sitting in his office. A family walks in. Man, woman, their two kids, and their little dog. Their talent agent goes, what kind of an act do you do? The father starts fucking his wife. The wife starts jerking off the son. The son starts going down on the sister. The sister starts fingering the dog's asshole. Then the son starts blowing his father. The daughter starts licking out the father's asshole. Then the father shits on the floor. The mother shits on the floor. The dog pisses and shits on the floor. They all jump down into the shit and piss and cum. And they start fucking and sucking each other. And then they take a bow. And the talent agent says...
This has been a Point and Yell production. Words I don't think no good. Words I don't think no good. Words I don't think no good. Point and Yell production. Point and Yell production. Words I don't think no good. Words I don't think no good. Point and Yell production. Point and Yell production. Point and Yell production. Point and Yell production. Yeah, I think the words, but sometimes they don't come out of my mouth no good. Suck a ginger's dick.